Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. For the next 120 minutes, I will be your not even close to humble host. Get ready for one of the more unique experiences on live radio. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. What more do you need to know? It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, or also known as Theology and the Three Stooges. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. We have our devotional diamonds of the day, also known as DDDs. A couple of topics we're covering today: spiritual warfare. So if you're unaware, you're kind of losing that battle to start with. We're going to be talking about the different states in the United States that love dogs the most. Plus, walking with a song in your heart. Can you do it? I'm not sure. We'll have to see on what the song is. Spiritual observations that may prove, by the way, I need glasses. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, but we probably won't. And here's the reason why.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
That's how I've been feeling lately. Humor that will force you to think. Why spiritual warfare? Because we have to go through it. That's not that funny. The review of the Goofy News, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think he is. That's an absolute. We're asking you, do you have any prayer requests or any praise reports? If you do, call us. 866-577-2473. 866-K-PRAISE. Don't be afraid. I know it's a telephone, but it won't bite you. We also have sound effects placed at the wrong time, which have nothing to do with the show.
We were once a peaceful race of intelligent mechanical beings. But then came the war between the Autobots who fought for freedom and the Decepticons who dreamt of tyranny.
Oh, no, that's just great Transformer stuff. What can you do about that, by the way? You know what we've got? We've got life that's like a Christian. What we're doing is we're looking at life. We're trying to figure out what we're doing. We're trying to figure out how to do it. We're trying to walk with the Lord. We're trying to understand things. We're trying to walk with one another. Hey, you know what the key phrase in this whole thing has been? We're trying. How about that? Hey, we're going to take your phone calls. Compelling monologues, riveting interviews, and fascinating callers are still elusive for the show. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We're coming right back. Don't you go anywhere.
I'm on my way. I'm making it.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
You wouldn't leave your car unprotected, so why leave your identity unprotected? Nearly 500,000 cars were stolen in 2012. For every car stolen, 34 people had their identities stolen. Identity thieves can take your money, damage your credit, and wreak havoc on your life. Help protect yourself with LifeLock Ultimate Plus, the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. It provides protection for your social security number, bank accounts, investments, even the equity in your home. Your bank may alert you to suspicious credit or debit card activity, but a thief could still open new accounts in your name, and your credit report may only tell you after your identity's been compromised. While no one can stop all identity theft, LifeLock Ultimate Plus watches out for you in ways that banks and credit card companies alone just can't. Visit LifeLock.com and use promo code AWARE or call and mention AWARE to save 10%. Call 1-800-838-6010. 800-838-6010. 800-838-6010. Network does not cover all transactions.
You know, oil prices have dropped in a big way, and gas prices have followed. But did you know that as a result, mortgage rates have come down too? They're now lower than they've been since June of 2013. So if you've closed a home loan in the last year and a half, make the cash call at 866-590-CASH for a lower rate. Like today's 15-year fixed refi at 2.75% rate and APR with no closing costs. You can probably save with a lower payment, pull tens of thousands out of your home, or maybe do both. And we can refinance you with no closing costs. None. Because at Cash Call, we are designed to save. So make the cash call at 866-590-CASH. That's 866-590-CASH.
Cash Call Inc., Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lenders Law License Number 603-8780, NMLS Number 38512.
That's 866-590-CASH. 866-590-CASH.
Maranatha Christian Schools invites you to our open house extravaganza. On Thursday, February 12th, we are hosting an open house for the elementary and high school. Parents, grandparents, and guardians are invited to hear about the excellent academics, music, art, computers, robotics, and athletic programs that Maranatha Christian School provides. We actively promote our STEM program, and with our commitment to the arts, MCS is now STEAM-driven too. Our credentialed and experienced teachers care for their students and encourage them to excel academically, develop good character, and a sense of community. Map testing and compass learning also help to facilitate personalized learning. Since 1991, Maranatha Christian Schools has provided excellent education, and now you can come visit MCS and see for yourself how important you and your family are to us. Our teaching, coaching, and administrative staff are looking forward to meeting you at the open house Thursday, February 12th at 6 p.m. Please call us at 858-759-9737 or visit maranathachristianschools.org to learn more. That's maranathachristianschools.org.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. If you're just tuning in for the first time, get some aspirin and take it now. You're going to need it. If you want to reach the show, you can do so by sending an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. A couple things to tell you right off the bat. One, this segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and our very good friends Eric and Ingrid Holloway. Hi, guys. How you doing? In fact, we got to get them in for another interview. We got to get them. Pull them in. Here's the deal for Excalibur Roofing. Here's the only thing you got to know. If you're walking around the side of your house, and we've talked about this before, and there's a 5-foot by 6-foot chunk of your roof on the sidewalk, time to call Excalibur Roofing, isn't it? Because your roof is on the side of your sidewalk there. I mean, isn't that time? Here's what you want to do. 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Now, there's a couple good things for you to know about Excalibur Roofing. We do word associations with Excalibur Roofing, and so sometimes we always say if you think of the word roof, like a dog, you know, like roof, roof, then think of Excalibur Roofing, that anytime you hear your dog or you come home and your dog is wagging his tail and goes, roof, 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 you think your dog is saying, take me outside. But actually, your dog is saying, check out the house and make sure that you don't need to call Excalibur Roofing. By the way, they do inspections, roof. So when you're talking to your dog and you think Excalibur Roofing, you make the connection, dog, Excalibur Roofing, you don't get wet. See how that works? A, dog, plus B, Excalibur Roofing, equals C, you don't get wet.
Dave, what if you come home and your dog says DiMaggio?
Tell them people really like roof more. That's what you got to say. 760-743-8803, ExcaliburRoofing.com. That's their website. If you want to do business with somebody who loves the Lord and everything they do is under the Lord, you are on the right track there. Also, see, that's such a good, you know, you do a live read, but it's such a nice one, and they're really nice people, so it's easy to do. Also, just want to keep everybody kind of on top of things. We're prepping now. You know, we're preparing ahead of time because the big, big tour is October 24th through November 3rd in Israel with Genesis Tours. And it's called Experience Israel. And the whole idea is for you not to just do a regular tour. Look, there's some rocks. And then over there are people. Okay, you don't want to do a tour like that. You want a tour where they tell you this is where the Garden of Gethsemane, this is where Jesus was praying. They think this could be the location where he got down on his knees and said, you know, if it can pass from me, let it pass from me, but not my will, but your will be done. You want to connect the things that you've been reading, knowing, understanding, and believing with the actual experience of being there. What a great idea. All you got to do is go to Experience Israel Tour. ExperienceIsraelTour.com. We're going to have Reuven on the show. I think there's a conference call tomorrow that our own Heather Lloyd told me about that I'm going to kind of jump on because Reuven's been on the show several times, and we're going to talk about the whole thing and start setting up opportunities for him to come and talk with us. Very, very cool. Very happy about that. Okay. We've got spiritual warfare that we're going to cover, and I want to make sure that you are ready for it. We're actually going to cover, watch this, spiritual warfare. When I say spiritual warfare, we're going to talk about the enemy And we're going to talk about how he sometimes gets in the mix and how we, as Christians, need to stand against that. And there's some people out there right now that are going, well, I don't want to hear about Satan. And it's like, that's great. That's exactly what he wants you to say. Isn't it ironic how much Jesus taught about the enemy and how being enslaved to sin connects us to the enemy, and how Jesus gave us, he gave us the weapons of warfare, and then Paul kind of breaks it down in Ephesians. We're going to get into that a little bit, but the greatest tool that the enemy uses is to operate by stealth, and the passage John 10:10 says, "The thief comes but to steal, kill, and destroy." And then Jesus said, I have come to give life and life more abundant. That word thief in the Greek is the same word that we get for stealth, which is one who operates in darkness or in the shadows. And the enemy operates in darkness, in the shadows. So you can't see that he's doing it because he's trying to, you know, create problems, muck up things, and kind of make it tough. People that don't think there's any spiritual warfare, I've said it before and I'll absolutely say it again. If you are unaware of spiritual warfare in your life, you are already losing this battle. You are already down. And that's not the place you want to be. If you don't think there's an enemy, he's doing great in your life. And before you get all high and mighty, because I know that's coming, the high and mighty ones. Let's just make a full understanding. When Jesus was talking about the enemy was coming, and Jesus said, he has nothing in me. And then Jesus said, let's go. You know what's in you and I that the enemy has a connection to from time to time? Our sin. And through our sin, there's an open door or a connection to the enemy. So if you're operating in the righteousness of Christ and fully walking that, there's going to be probably a sense of warfare that's a little more understandable. But if you are completely oblivious to the things that are going on in the spiritual realm and you're operating in sin, I promise you the enemy has got you where he wants you. And that's not a place to stay. We want to be in a place where we're resisting the enemy and not giving territory to him. That's a much better idea, to resist him. Remember, James chapter 4, verse 7, submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. Now, unless you just want to cherry pick the Bible, let's use it in totality. Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21, you find out there's the most awesome friend you could ever imagine. And there's an enemy that doesn't think too highly of you. So when we come back, we're going to talk about that. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Coming right back.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Current Solar Contracting is your one-stop solar shop, and with over 20 years of solar experience, Current Solar Contracting is here to make sure you get the best deal possible.
Hello, my name is Gaetano Giacalone, CEO of Current Solar Contracting. We're looking to provide you with quality workmanship and services. We do extensive research to make sure what we're putting on your home or business is the best the solar industry has to offer and the best fit for your solar needs. Current Solar Contracting is family-owned and operated, so when you work with us, you work with real employees, not outsourced third parties. We work directly with you step by step to ensure complete customer satisfaction. Take the solar challenge. See how much money Current Solar Contracting can save you.
Call 619-272-0303. That's 619-272-0303. Or visit currentsd.com.
We can't wait to have you join our Current Solar family.
619-272-0303. Or visit currentsd.com.
Kevin Davis here with Tracy from Monta Vista Village. Tracy, you guys got some new openings, don't you?
We do, Kevin. Right now, we've got some great opportunities for your listeners to join our community. We have a two-bedroom apartment coming available, which hasn't happened in 3 years. And for your listeners who are really quite independent but would love to get rid of the house and lead a simpler life, we have a one-bedroom apartment, $900 off the regular price, with minimal services included. Also, keep an eye out for our special February insert in the UT. Kevin, I'm always talking that Monta Vista Village is simply another living option, right up there with living in a condo or a house. So don't think you have to have a medical need to be here. The majority of my independent residents were just tired of the house and looking for more social opportunities. Call us at 619-465-1331. See what opportunities await you and see what your life could be like here at Monta Vista Village.
Once again, that number is 619-465-1331 or online at MontaVistaVillage.com. License number 374-600-564.
Do you have life insurance or do you want it? I'm your man. Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry, life insurance specialist. I'm so tired of these radio and TV commercials that tell you how cheap term life insurance can be. But have you read the fine print? The rate normally is only guaranteed for 10 years. Then guess what happens? It can skyrocket. Now I have a new term called no lapse term. No lapse to age 100. No rate increase ever. Same rate till you reach 100. Quit wasting your money on cheap term. If you have a 10, 20, 30 year term, you know that at the end of the term, they're going to jack your premium up so high that you probably will not be able to afford it and you'll have to drop the policy. You're the loser and they're the winner. They don't have to pay a death claim and they got all your money for all that time. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. 1-800-553-6247. And ask about the term where you get all your premium back. That's a heck of a product. Pay a little bit more and get a plan that guarantees you a rate to age 100. Call me for a free quote. 1-800-553-6247.
Some restrictions apply. License number 057-8122. Call 800-553-6247.
Once upon a time, there was a company that did not know how to find local employees. Their employees were excellent, but so exhausted from their long commutes, the employees slept more than they worked. Sadly, the company began to slow, until one day, someone woke up.
I'm awake.
And that day, the company discovered helpwantedsandiego.com. They easily posted many jobs in minutes for one low price and found the most excellent local employees, from the loading dock to IT to the executive suite. All of their old employees found local jobs, too, through helpwantedsandiego.com.
Yay!
So there was a happy ending for all. If your company sounds like this, and you want it to sound like this,
hooray!
Remember helpwantedsandiego.com. More local jobs. Long name, amazing results.
Do you want to make a difference while earning extra income? Do you have an extra bedroom that's unused? Make your house a home for someone special. California Mentor is passionate about matching adults with special needs with loving families like yours. Bring your heart and your home while earning a generous monthly stipend. For more information, go to mentorswanted.com or call 855-MENTOR-2. That's 855-MENTOR-2. 855-636-8672.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Quick reminder, if you want to reach the show by phone, you can do so by calling 866-KPRZ. 866-577-2473 to talk, ask us questions, give praise reports, or to get prayer requests. We've decided you do not have to give a credit card. Okay, that's a joke. You never had to give a credit card. But the point is, you should be aware that you can just do stuff like call anytime you want. Want to give an update on the fire that's taking place over there in East County. That is a controlled burn, for those that don't know. So if you're driving down the freeway and you turn your head and you go, wow, look at that fire. It's in control, under control, as far as control goes, just to let you know. This segment brought to you by our very good friend, Tommy Hawthorne at Genesis Recovery, Genesis Recovery San Diego. Want to point out to you that these guys are working hard, helping people find freedom in Jesus' name. They're helping people use redemption and sobriety to get to a place where they're back and functional in life. If you're a person that needs that kind of help, call them. Just call them. Put the pride down. Give them a buzz. 619-797-7319. 619-797-7319. We've been discussing and prepping for a little bit of discussion here on spiritual warfare. I want to talk about that, and I kind of want to talk about how we're going to go into this and what has happened in my own life in the last two or three days. Here's what's happened in my own life in the last two or three days. I can't tell you. Now, when I say that, I say this. It seems to me, right about Monday afternoon as I was prepping for the show, that I got kind of unusually sick. Now you're thinking, well, are you trying to say that, Satan? Not necessarily. I just didn't feel good, and I couldn't kind of get my rhythm going, and my brain wasn't operating. It never operates in that normal capacity, but it wasn't really functioning the way that I'm used to my brain functioning. And so then I opted to do a best of as opposed to doing something different. And then in doing that, then we came into yesterday, and I was kind of behind the eight ball a little bit yesterday, but we were able to pull together a show. And then I noticed again today that it seemed like there was just something against everything I was trying to do. So somewhere between yesterday and today, it seems like everything I've been trying to do has had some sense of opposition. Now, I'm not so arrogant to think that this show is super spiritual, so Satan's just targeting the show and giving me a hard time. I don't think that in any capacity. I think Satan targets Christians on a regular basis to try and create as much disruption. I don't think he's believing or operating in this principle that he's going to get you and I to undeclare our faith, but he's not interested in us having happy day all the time either. So there's a war that takes place, and he certainly doesn't like the offspring. If you read Revelation chapter 12, no matter what your eschatology, you get this full understanding that Satan has a great dislike for people that have faith in Christ. And you get to see this throughout Scripture, top to bottom. There's probably about 45 or 50 scriptures I can use. I really want to zero in on the Ephesians texts because that's where I am in my devotions. And so to me, it's most applicable if I'm sensing this spiritual warfare going on to share with you, hey, this is what's going on, and I think these are connected. You, maybe it's not connected for you. Maybe it is. Maybe there's warfare going on and you weren't thinking that it's warfare. And so you're just kind of operating outside of that. So I'd like to encourage you to have an awareness, an increased alertness. I don't want you seeing a demon behind every single rock because that doesn't exist. Okay? Sometimes you know what's behind a rock? Another rock. But sometimes there is more activity at hand than people are aware of. And I'm one of those people that believe that if the Lord, for one moment, pulled the scales off of everybody's eyes and gave us about 60 seconds to see how many demons and how many angels were functioning in the sphere of humanity, as long as you are not a Sadducee who doesn't believe in angels or demons or the resurrection, as long as you are a Bible-believing Christian, I think you'd be like, whoa. Totally amazed. Here's the passage, Ephesians 6, 11 and 12. And then after that, I'm going to kind of revisit that and talk about what the actual armor is for spiritual warfare. But right now, let's just start with Ephesians 6, 11 and 12. It says this, put on the full armor of God so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in heavenly places. I don't think it requires scholarship to read Ephesians chapter 6, to read the entire chapter in context, and to recognize the Holy Spirit is telling us, guess what? There's a war, and you're a part of it if you're a believer, whether you want to be or not. In fact, one of the great things about Christianity is that there's many things that you go, well, I don't know if I like this. Well, I don't know if I like this. And here's God's response. Don't care, because you're a part of it, and now you're into it. So as a Christian, you're encouraged, put on the full armor of God, which implies that maybe some people are putting on the partial armor of God, probably not the best idea. And the purpose of doing that is to stand against the schemes of the devil. Now, you might be curious, well, what's a scheme? You know what's amazing about the word scheme? That's a secret plan to achieve an evil end. That's what a scheme is. It's a secret plan to achieve an evil end. And the enemy, the devil, Satan, some people call him Leadfoot, but I don't know if that works. Satan has schemes that he wants to operate against you and I. He has schemes, secret plans to achieve an evil end that he's trying to use against us. In reiteration of this reality, verse 12 goes on to say, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Keep in mind that even though Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, Satan was there to encourage that sin. So it starts from the very beginning, where the enemy is there. And what we're told to do is to put on the full armor of God. And I like this phrase, and I'd like you to think about it. And to stand firm against the devil. And I know there's people out there, we're scientists. We don't believe in any of that devil stuff. We're Westerners. We're super smart. We figured out in 1492 that the world wasn't flat. Hey, here's one for you, just in case you want to be a Bible-believing smarty pants, which is not the worst thing to be. Isaiah started his ministry in 740 BC. In 732 BC, or in that range, 732 to 726 BC, he wrote Isaiah chapter 40, which includes verse 22, which says, he, making reference to the Lord, sits over the circle of the earth. Bible-believing Christians have known that the earth was not flat since about the middle of 8 BC. We didn't wait till 1492 to sing a song about Columbus and Ocean Blue. As Bible believers, we were aware that the planet was circular in 8 BC, about 2,700 years earlier. So just to make sure you don't misunderstand what's going on here, just because you believe the devil is real doesn't make you intellectually sad. In fact, I'd like to have that argument with anybody, because it's tough to be any smarter than summa cum laude right now, anytime, anywhere, anyplace. That's all I'd say. The idea is it doesn't matter. You hold the truth, and the truth is more powerful than the guess. And the truth is that the enemy hates you, but you can stand firm against him in the full armor of God, and you can understand where the struggle really lies. If you are not aware of spiritual warfare in your life, you are losing this battle. You need to become more aware, to stand firm, to resist the enemy, and to have him flee from you. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. When we come back, we're going to be looking at some other stories and a few other items. Don't go anywhere.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
The San Diego Symphony presents the internationally acclaimed Russian National Ballet in three of their most popular story ballets: Sleeping Beauty Tuesday, February 10th, Don Quixote Wednesday, February 11th, and Swan Lake Thursday, February 12th. Tickets at sandiegosymphony.org.
My name is David Spoon, and my friends at Genesis Recovery work with our family, friends, and neighbors who find themselves at the brink of life. They help the walking wounded who long for a new start, a new beginning in life.
Hi, my name is Tommy Hathorn. I'm the executive director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. Genesis Recovery is a state-licensed, faith-based treatment center located in the hills of San Diego's East County. Our mission is to save those in bondage to drugs and alcohol. We focus on the restoration of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health with Jesus Christ as our focal point. If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, Genesis Recovery is here to help. You can learn more about us by visiting our website at genesisrecoverysandiego.com, or you can call us at 619-797-7319. Please remember us in your prayers, and if it's on your heart to help those without resources, you can make a tax-deductible donation to sponsor a scholarship. Visit our website at genesisrecoverysandiego.com. At Genesis Recovery San Diego, we foster an environment where Jesus sets the captives free.
Moms, KPRZ presents our craziest show yet, America's most popular live stage show for you and your daughter. It's the Secret Keeper Girl Crazy Hair Tour, created by best-selling author Dana Gresh. The most fun a mom and daughter will ever have digging into God's Word while laughing and singing together. Secret Keeper Girl is a special mother-daughter event that promotes biblical modesty, purity, and real inner beauty, presented in a super fun and safe environment with live worship. Join us Sunday, February February 22nd at Foothills Christian Church in El Cajon, or Friday, February 27th at Calvary Chapel Oceanside at 6:30 p.m. Come experience what over a million moms and daughters have enjoyed around the country. Your daughter and you will have a blast. To learn more and to order your tickets today, go to secretkeepergirl.com. That's secretkeepergirl.com.
The people of Uganda need the gospel. New believers need churches, and these churches need pastors. I'm Pastor Onesmus Ngoboka, a graduate of Southern California Seminary. I'll return to Uganda to start a Bible school so I can pass on biblical training to other pastors who will start new churches. Whitefields has joined me in this vision to provide support for pastors planting churches in the villages of Uganda. Because Whitefields understands no pastor should be a stranger. They are supporting local pastors to reach our own people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Will your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities? Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
It's that crazy time of the year in Southern California. It's cold, it's hot, then it's cold again. It's also that rare time of year when we use our air conditioner and heater in the very same day. Your heating and air conditioning system is working double time. Heaters and air conditioners are like cars. They need regular maintenance or they break down, costing us a fortune and voiding our warranty. We have the solution.
Home Comfort USA.
Let us perform a complete 32-point furnace tune-up and safety check for only $69.
Home Comfort USA.
Restore your furnace back to factory fresh conditions for only $69. We'll even check out your AC system.
Home Comfort USA.
You heard right. Just $69.
Call the Comfort Guys. We're there.
Call 858-866-8637. A complete 32-point furnace tune-up and safety inspection, $69. 858-866-8637.
Home Comfort USA.com.
CSLB number 974908.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Quick reminder that smoke you're seeing on the east side, controlled burn. Everybody take a deep breath. Hey, if you want to reach the show, send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. As you know, today we've been covering a little bit on spiritual warfare. We just did a little bit teaching on that. I'm going to do another DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day, on spiritual warfare, kind of at the top of the hour. And that might be a two-segment E1, because it gets talking about putting on the armor, and I'm going to talk about each piece of the armor. And that's kind of fun to kind of go through. I do want to let you know there's a couple other things that we want to discuss. That's part of our teaching process, so as to keep everybody connected. This segment, by the way, brought to you by Current Solar Contracting and our good friends Tom, Brittany, Baby, Joseph, and Maria, and the Nativity Scene. But that's what's wrong with that. I think that's perfectly logical. Here's the bottom line. Current Solar Contracting, I just want to get you ready for this. They're getting ready to do another campaign. I'm not going to say much about it now, but in the last campaign they did, everybody that met with them, they took money and donated it to a nonprofit. They did that in December. They raised $5,000 for Toys for Joy. They're gearing up towards another one, so we're pretty excited about that. Here's what I want you to do. You can call and talk to Tom and Brittany. You can call and talk to Joseph, Maria, any of the people there. They're expanding. They're doing very well. And if you want to call them and have them come out and see if what they're doing is applicable for you, you want to call 619-272-0303. And by applicable to you, I mean, do you want to save money on your monthly electric bill? If you do, then it's applicable to you. See how that works? See? So you can also go to their website, currentsd.com. That's currentsd.com. That's another way then you can do that. And so here is the overall bottom line to the process. Give them a call, 619-272-0303. three. Okay, so one thing I did want to cover that we did not cover, and this is kind of a puppy story, doggy story. You like doggy stories? What are you, dog or cat guy?
Oh, dog all the way. I can't stand cats.
You don't like cats at all?
Not at all.
Not Felix the cat?
Now, Felix, yes, I would own a cat if he could be like Felix.
Okay. I like Felix. Now, Garfield, a little too much attitude for a cat for me. I mean, I like Garfield.
Hey, a former lover of food, though.
Yeah. I mean, he's a big lasagna fan, and I like some things about Garfield, in case you don't know. I helped do a children's browser that had Garfield, featured Garfield in it. We did some work with the Jim Davis people way, way back, way, way,
oh,
way.
Cool.
Yeah, that part was cool. So, you know, the attitude of that was good, but I'm not a cat guy. And I think one of my problems was my son got a cat when he was living with me, and the cat, now I'm a little more, what's the word I'm looking for? Well, not all there. Maybe that's the way to say that. And so the cat, unbeknownst to me or anybody else at the time, had gotten up and was walking by the garbage disposal while I was getting ready to do some food cleaning. And I didn't think twice but to turn that garbage disposal on. Apparently, cats don't like the sound of garbage disposals, especially if there's like metal in them. And then I guess I scarred him for life. And then therefore, I don't like the cat, because the cat makes me look dumb. See how that works? And don't tell me, the listening audience out there, don't tell me you don't do the same thing. Where you're like, you're fine with something, and then you do something, it creates a problem, and you look really dumb, and then you develop a dislike or a distrust for that element. Oh, that happens to you too. It's not just me.
It's also the reason why they call a dog man's best friend.
You know, I have a lot of questions about that. About that part. Because I love my dog, but if that's my best friend, I have a horrible taste in friends. It's just horrible.
That's a good point.
I mean, first of all, apparently I'm not picking high intellectual animals. This is definitely not on my space, which is not good.
Hey, Levi, want to hang out? No?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, Levi is like, hey, Levi, you want to hang out? And he's just looking to see if the wife is getting food. He doesn't care. And then it needs the most amazing. Now, this I find to be amazing. I can, if I ask the dog, if the dog's sitting down and I come in the room and I go, Levi, here's what I want you to do. I want you to lay down, get all the way down, all four paws, get down. He just looks at me and he tilts his head about 35 or 40 degrees, not a full, but just enough, looking at me like, what? Are you deaf? Is there something wrong with you? Now, if I do that exact same thing, let's just be honest, and I'm holding a piece of hot dog, that dog is down on the ground in one zillionth of a second, knows exactly what I'm talking about. And if I even try to say, you know, without food, Levi, roll over, he doesn't even pay attention. I think he just turns around and walks away. But if I've got food and I make a little circular motion, that dog gets on the ground, rolls over, gets back up.
Dogs will do anything for food.
Yeah, it's a very selective hearing process is what I've discovered about dogs. It's very carefully trained, selective. So
never mind, you missed the joke.
What did you say? I didn't hear you. That's right, folks. It's a show within a show. You kind of got to follow. Here it is, the Doggy Love Index, the 25 states that love their dogs the most. I'm not going to do all 25. I will come in with number 10 and then go all the way down to 1. Is that okay? That's all right.
Sounds good.
Right? Okay, 10 is Arizona. Now, I lived in Arizona. I find that one hard to believe. 9 is Ohio. I thoroughly don't believe that. Although, you do have the dog pound for the Cleveland Browns. So, you know, maybe. 8 is Missouri. Not sure where that's coming from. 7 is Texas. Number 6, biggest states that love dogs, Massachusetts. Don't know if that's true. Number 5, Florida. I would think it would be horrible to take a dog to Florida where it's so humid.
Can't even breathe.
Unless you got one of those really short-haired dogs. Do you have a short-haired dog?
I do. I have a Chihuahua.
Okay. So, I mean, he might not mind that so much. Get him a little cooling mask. He'd be all fine. Number 4, Tennessee. Tennessee is an interesting one. I didn't think highly of Tennessee for many, many years gone by. And then my daughter and son-in-law moved to Tennessee, and they have a ministry in the Tennessee area. So now Tennessee is much higher on my list, so I got to give that a pass. Number 3 in this list of states that loves doggies the most. Number 3 is Washington. Now, I'm going to say that that's Washington, the state of Washington, and not Washington, D.C. I don't think D.C. is a big doggy kind of area. Number two, and here's where I think that the poll is slighted, and I don't agree with it. I think something's wrong, and I think the poll was weighted. Number two is New York. And I find that hard to believe because there's not as much, you know, territory to take your dog out. You know, I've seen, you know, the Bruce Almighty ones. There's not a lot of area to take your dog out. But the number one state that loves dogs, number one state of all the states where doggies rule and kitties drool, the wonderful golden state of California. California is the number one state that loves doggies the most and more than any other. I think that's kind of cool, you know, that I live in a state where doggies are like kind of like thought of highly. That's a pretty good thing. Okay, so for those that are thinking, okay, that's enough. I'd like some spiritual zoning now. Let's just take a quick look at Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19. So we went from the doggy thing, and now we're going into Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19. And you're thinking, why? Why are you making a transition from talking about doggies to Ephesians 5, 19? The reason is because talking about doggies made me a little cheery. And now that I'm cheery, I want to talk about a scripture that's cheery. That's why it is. So Ephesians 5, 19 says this, speaking to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Here's the comment that I have to say about this. There ought to be a song in our hearts. There ought to be a song in our hearts. Listen to this passage in Ephesians 5:19. Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart. There probably ought to be a little less complaining and a little more rejoicing, a little more praising, a little more psalms, a little more spiritual songs, a little more singing, a little more razzmatazzy, you know, a little more fun, a little more yeah, 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 yeah. Why? Because you are saved. And even if you're Baptist and you have that background, guess what? Happy feet still work because of Jesus. You like that? Happy feet still work because of Jesus. Come on. Listen, if I could take a penguin and make a movie that it's got happy feet, come on. After all, you serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and he's coming back again, and you will be dancing on streets of gold. You better get feet that move. How are you supposed to dance on streets of gold if your feet don't move? What do I do? You put the one foot in front of the other. No. Yes, you can do it.
Put your right foot in. Put your right foot out.
That's a great joke, by the way. That's one of my favorite jokes of all time about the death of the guy that created the Hokey Pokey. How they put his right leg in the casket. That's right. That's such a great joke. I'm sorry. Some jokes are funnier than others. Just get over it. It's a part of life. Okay, so we're going to take a break. So we did doggies. We talked about singing in our hearts to the Lord, and we talked about the Hokey Pokey. That covers it pretty good for that segment. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. When we come back, we're going to be looking at an interesting story. Don't go anywhere.
Listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
KPRZ has teamed up with trustworthy businesses in your area to bring you the Honeydew List.
One click connects you with KPRZ
experts for pest control, heating and air, home improvement, maintenance, repair, and more. Find licensed contractors you can trust. Visit KPRZ.com and click on the Honeydew List banner for professionals in pest control, home comfort systems, roofing, solar, and more. Click the KPRZ Honeydew List because we want you to be comfortable in your home and with who you let in your home.
Brought to you by Home Comfort USA, formerly known as 1-800-COMFORT. New name, same loving family. Call 858-866-8637 to save big with their fall clearance sale. The warehouse is full of 2014 heating and air conditioning systems, all at 25% off. Last chance of the year for huge savings. Call 858-866-8637. That's 858-866-8637.
The San Diego Symphony presents the internationally acclaimed Russian National Ballet in three of their most popular story ballets, Sleeping Beauty Tuesday, February 10th, Don Quixote Wednesday, February 11th, and Swan Lake Thursday, February 12th. Tickets at sandiegosymphony.org.
You know oil prices have dropped in a big way, and gas prices have followed. But did you know that as a result, mortgage rates have come down too? They're now lower than they've been since June of 2013. So if you've closed a home loan in the last year and a half,
Make the cash call at 866-590-CASH for a lower rate. Like today's 15-year fixed refi at 2.75% rate and APR with no closing costs. You can probably save with a lower payment, pull tens of thousands out of your home, or maybe do both. And we can refinance you with no closing costs, none. Because at Cash Call, we are designed to save. So make the cash call at 866-590-CASH. That's 866-590-CASH.
Cash Call Inc., Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lenders Law License Number 603-8780, NMLS Number 38512.
That's 866-590-CASH. 866-590-CASH.
Chris George, General Manager, Team Kia of El Cajon. Chris, what do you love most about your job?
When we first took over the store, we were selling 6 cars a month. Right now, we're averaging about 220, 230 cars. We had about 10 employees, and right now we have 81. I get to see them grow. Customers that have come in that have bad credit and they want help on reestablishing their credit. That's super rewarding. It's just like a trickle-up effect.
Go to teamkiaofelcajon.com today. Tell them KPRZ sent you and get a free tire rotation, brake inspection, and alignment quick check.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. I want to let you know, if you want to reach the show, you can do so by sending an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. Somebody sent me an email. I want to thank them for this. Very interesting. I want to be make sure I say this correctly without doing anything offensive. Is that important? Probably. It's radio, right? This comes from, I won't say the email, but in a recent discussion with the BLM, that's going to be Bureau of Land Management agent, I was informed the term is now a prescribed burn. They grew tired of the ridicule when a controlled burn ended up out of control, as they sometimes do. Love that comment. So it's a prescribed burn, not a controlled burn. And the reason for that is if the burn gets out of control, they don't want to go, well, we blew that one. So it's prescribed. But, you know, like many prescriptions, sometimes it's generic. Sometimes it's the real stuff. You never know. Great. That's excellent. Thank you for that email. It's very funny. Another thing that made me laugh and my heart smile. Here's something that makes me does not make me cringe. It's too bizarre. Now, this is going back to the big blizzard of a couple weeks ago. Remember that big blizzard that everybody was talking about that was supposed to be the biggest blizzard in the universe and turned out to be the 41st biggest blizzard of the storms in the last 41 years? Okay, so that blizzard was like not as big as they thought, but I think it's good that they warn people. So I don't have a problem saying, hey, you know, it could be big, could be bad, because better to be overprepared than underprepared. But anyway, when all this stuff took place, I found this story. I didn't understand it, so I might need some help from you, robot producer, because I don't quite get it.
You got it.
All right, so Bridgeport, Connecticut Mayor Bill Finch thanked MSNBC's anchor Al Sharpton for fighting the good fight on climate change when the blizzard was coming together. So Finch told Sharpton, thank you for your show, Reverend. You've been fighting the good fight on climate change, and we can see that the crazy climate's here, and we'd like to have a little bit more of you down in Washington. Followed up by this tweet, but not your tax money. Don't give that to the government. You keep that yourself. Nobody deserves that but you. And then the note at the very bottom came, delusional leadership worshiping false prophets. Nothing new here. Move along. Wow. Yikes. Listen to that. Delusional leadership worshiping false prophets. Nothing new here. Move along.
Wonder what he really thinks.
Yeah, that's amazing. Really, if you think about it, here's the funniest part about that. What does Al Sharpton have to do with climate change? I'm going out on a limb here. What? Because he uses less of the climate because he lost weight? I don't get it. I'm just not even following where they're going with this. Although they did have that report that they did shut down all his for-profit businesses. I know you heard about that, where they shut down all his for-profit businesses because they've never paid any taxes on any of them ever. And so when asked about the repayment plan, you know what they said?
What?
Nothing to see here. Move along.
That's what they said. That's
yeah, I keep trying to think of climate change and Al Sharpton. The two just don't go together.
I know. That is a miss. I mean, you got to tell me, connecting that. I guess I'm not following that. I'm not a big fan of Al Sharpton because I'm not a big fan of false prophets. It's easy for me just to, you know, how can you say he's a false prophet? If a person proclaims to be a prophetic voice for God and says one thing wrong, they're not from God. This guy has not said one thing wrong. He said 1,000 things wrong. So
many,
it's like,
many, many.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we used to do this joke amongst us people that fellowship. You used to hear the phrase, in the mouth of every two or three witnesses, let every word be established. And when something would happen multiple times, we'd go, in the mouth of 2,000 or 3,000 witnesses. Kind of making a, you know, you make a point there. But if you wear a hat, nobody will notice it. That's what my dad used to say. Isn't that nice?
Rubber Al is a fan of hats.
You know what my dad said to me, though, is one of his favorite jokes. I told you this before. He would say, I'm 10 years old. What do I know? I'm a kid, right? So he'd go, oh, how you doing, Dave? I'm all right, Dad. What's up? Does your face hurt? No. He'd go, it's killing me.
Killing me.
Yeah. It's like, I don't think that's good for psych bringing up. I don't think that's good for ego processing. But nah. What are you going to do? It's part of it. All right, so one of the things that's going to happen when we come back, because we love doing certain things like this, we're going to be talking about a Bible, a Christian Bible that has nothing to do with Jesus. That's always an interesting process. Plus, a Michigan County officials get together and they decide, hey, Bible verses are not from the enemy or from, I don't know, the pits of hell or something. So they're going to kind of stand by and let a Bible verse come back into fruition. Plus, I do want to get back to this spiritual warfare thing. We talked about spiritual warfare in the beginning of the show. I've been going through what I think is quite a bit of spiritual warfare. I got a little bit more I want to talk about, because one of the things I find fascinating about Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 18 are the different elements of clothing or principles that we are encouraged to wear. And I kind of have a different spin on what they are. So I think it'll be fun to kind of talk about that and, you know, not be overly spiritual, but to be practical and to be able to say, I think from a spiritual application, this would be a good process, a good thing. I also want to make sure that everybody's driving safe, being cool, not freaking out. Everybody take a deep breath. And don't focus on all the negative everything. Remember, what the Lord is doing in your life and in other people's lives, and the Lord's presence in your life and other people's lives, that's what you want to focus on. That's so much cooler than the goofy. Really. No, really. Okay, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. When we come back, we're going to be looking at another DDD.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.